Page 313, after 7 years, 8 years.
Since the fire?
Yep. Intent to request proposals for demolition structures and removal debris at 8661 West Loomis. Is there a motion to approve?
Oh. If you look, it is just to receive and place on file. We're making sure you're aware of the methodology we're using.
We want to approve it, man.
Is so we can get the contract and get the pricing to bring it back.
Page 327, G20 is a contract for the hall. Receive and place on file.
Yeah.
We can do that. All right, is there a motion to receive and place on file,
G19? Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G20 is the contract for the roof HVAC fascia. Mr. Liberta?
We opened bids just a week before last, and the bids came in much better than anticipated based upon the last estimate that we had, such that the project can actually fit within the budget. There are a couple alternatives included. What we did do, if you recall, the way the Common Council authorized it to be bid out was to bid the base bid, just as the roof, the HVAC, and the siding with basic overhangs over the main entrance and the building or inspection services entrance. There were actually 12 alternates, a wide variety. The main one was an enclosed foyer out front. I believe the color pictures are in your packet as a reminder. The second alternate was an open area out front. That's page 333. And then some of the other alternates were upgrade of the roof to a 30-year roof, hail rider, and then a bunch of small alternates to ensure that we had control over the potential costs of any damaged substructure they find under the roof, to everything down to the cost for using 2x4s or steel. So what I've recommended, consistent with what I've done in the past, given the ability to fit the City Hall entry, which is labeled option A2, the enclosed foyer shown on page 332. That fits within the core budget. I then, though, note that I would recommend, anticipating if you approve that we should consider adding additional funding from the money that, which ends up being reserve appropriation, so it would come back as a budget modification to add that at a future meeting, anticipate some contingency in the event it were needed. Adding the canopies for $48,000 over the three other doors, the two rear doors and the health department door, so that's that sort of straight line canopy. The $5,400 for the roof warranty upgrade to 30 years does provide a better grade thickness of tarp, so that's definitely worth adding. And then I would also, I reference in the note on page 328, the landscaping I would recommend including. You could leave it out to fit within the budget this year and figure we'll just do it ourselves next spring or hire a landscaper next spring. It's going to be more expensive. A landscape architect says that designed it, says the cost of $20,000 is a good deal for it. So I would build it into this contract. So my recommended motion is identified there, and it includes the landscaping. It's the option two with the enclosed foyer. To do that, you would apply $58,000 of the capital $58,920 of the Capital Improvement Fund contingency appropriations, and then we would come back at a future meeting with a budget modification for $173,000 that would provide the necessary amount for the contingency and landscaping.
Alderman
Willow. Ms.
Liberta,
on your chart on the action sheet page where it says alternate one, two, three, It says alternative two open air canopy over the main entrance. And then when I turn to 332, it says option two.
That's because, for everyone's reference, I added something that came from two different documents. So where it says alt one, alt two, those are as identified and listed in the bid proposal, in this booklet.
Okay, so when you're saying you have to do alternative two, it says alternative open air canopy on the main entrance, it's not as depicted here because that's option.
Yeah, the option and alt are two different references, Two different terms from two different documents months apart. So
you should have made that more clear because that's kind of confusing. So this is actually option three.
Alternate three is the enclosed entry vestibule,
which is option two.
Alternate three is option A2 in this plan, yes.
Okay. And then obviously option three would be alternative two.
What you're proposing is enclosed?
Enclosed, yes. And I think from the picture it's very evident which one is the enclosed one on page 332.
And that's $115,000 more to have the open air. No, that's open air. So you want the new enclosed for $300,000 more? That's what you're suggesting? Which is alternative three, which is actually option two?
Yes. I've said this through each of the stages. My recommendation early was actually to do an upgrade from this. The Common Council had prior action said, no, let's go with this architect with these designs. I believe since this investment is clearly having us here for a good 20 years, the best we can spruce it up, given that we're next to a library that is a grand structure. Our police department just down the road is a nice representation of the city, and not that far up the road where half the people going to it, of what's going to be $100 million net investment and increase in the community, people are going to be coming right up this road. I think that little amount of difference over 20 years is well worth what we can do to spruce up City Hall.
It's a little amount of difference for a pretty big price. So if you look at alternative three, option three, which is alternative two, which is the in budget one, correct? 333.
Yes.
That's the in budget option. So I can't see beyond the glass doors. Right now we have an entranceway. Does that allow for an entranceway? Right now we have double doors.
Yes.
Does this
what you see in that front door on page 333 is our existing front door.
Okay, so there still would be a vestibule. There still would be an entrance for people to stand inside with option three, alternative two.
Right there, a little.
This is
okay.
You're just basically replacing the existing front doors with this look on the front, and then once you open the door, you're standing in the atrium where the security stuff is, and there's another door.
Okay.
Is that correct? I'm not.
I don't view that as a vestibule in the same nature of this one. Those are just interior doors that sometimes are open.
Well, if you go with this version,
it's not separately locked, so it can't be maintained separately in that way.
What I'm trying to get at is, okay, we have a door, and then a wall, and then a door, then a wall. I cannot see beyond the glass doors what we're looking at. So you're going to add this on, but leave the existing, that'll be added on to the front, or this
yes,
place
you,
the front?
If you look through the main glass panel in the center of page 332, you mm-hmm. can see the interior door. So that is a separate vestibule.
Okay, and so when I look through the glass doors, is that where the existing doors are now?
Yes.
Outside doors?
Yes.
Or inside doors?
Those are the outside doors.
Okay, so then we would have a door to get through, then another door to get through, and then another door.
I think the plan has that interior door being removed.
Well, that's kind of an important question, because I don't think we need to add three more doors with the handicap issue.
Yeah. No, I believe that interior door is being removed.
Well, here's the answer to that. You make the motion with the understanding the interior door is getting removed. And then you move away.
Nelson
was first, then Alderman Barber.
Okay. I agree with spending the $5,000 to get the thicker roof, but it almost appears that we're inching by tens of thousands, and now it's a couple hundred thousand more than what we initially agreed on with just doing the basic and then the roof and HVAC. So there's a lot of numbers here. If you really dig into it. Now, so you're talking basically another $200,000 from what we initially agreed on just to make option A2 come to fruition opposed to A3? Am I close on those numbers, or is it
$6,700 a year for 20 years?
That's even harder for me to think.
So what I've suggested is that you would use $58,920 of your contingency,
mm-hmm.
and $173,000 you would anticipate moving from fund balance likely over. That was the using that some of that sort of $600,000 we were talking about back at budget time. Of that, $158,000 of it is contingency. So I don't know that you're going to use it. I'm just suggesting if you accept any project, you can anticipate something like that should happen. But if the contingency doesn't happen, then you're using $58,000 from the funds contingency to get your landscaping and those other items that I've listed, and you're only using about $15,000 of additional funds. So the other $158,000 of that is the anticipating a contingency in case the project needs it. I don't want to tell you you can do the project and then something happens and there is some sort of change order or something. If you just want everything to fit as closely as possible into the $1,775,000, then look at page 328 of your packet and look at what I've identified as option 3. The Common Council wants to adhere closer to the original budget estimate included in the construction and including construction contingencies. The open air canopy over the main entrance could be selected. So that's the picture that shows on page 333. So you can get 333, have a 10% contingency, take out the landscaping, and you can get it for $1,783,050, which means you're only $8,050 above that full budget.
And I agree with you where you have these nicer buildings to the north and south. There's no question about that. But now, if hindsight's 20/20, you know, the initial numbers we came up with look better and better. I'm done.
Alderman Barber.
When we first started this process, we wanted to set a limit that was at the 1775. We also asked you to go back and negotiate to see how close you could come to some of the other design features that we're eliminating and have the architect come back with different plans and different options for us. And I think you've done that well. I've sat in on some of the earlier meetings when this was being discussed. And I think that with my preference at this point would be to go with the enclosed space with that door elimination if that was still in the plan. I think we're well within the negotiated amounts that we had as the contingency. There was some reserve set up there too for this kind of possibility, as well as some security options when this was originally set up, and that was the mandate that you had from us, as I recall it. So I just want to go on record saying I'd be in favor of the closed options. Yeah.
So A2.
Clerk first?
Sure.
Madam Clerk.
So I'm not critiquing the structure, but I am wondering if this wall, which somewhat serves no purpose, could serve a purpose by having a glass enclosed outdoor bulletin board for access to the public of all agendas on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week.
I'm sure it's a wall that could have an attachment to it. So
I was really looking for a yes. Now, I'm sure that's wall could do
that's
that.
That's a tough hit, but that's a tough to get.
We had talked about an outdoor bulletin board, and I didn't see it in any of these pictures. And
we don't also see Paul's mailbox, but that's a clear aspect of the bid they're supposed to do. So I don't know if that's...
Because I think that would be... If we were remodeling, I think that's an important addition to the public.
Mark, the
answer is
yes.
So they have access.
Yeah.
Sorry. The answer is yes.
We'll make it happen.
We get a cash donation.
Yeah, she can go first. Ladies first.
Okay.
So I'm having a little fun.
Well, given the fact that the clerk makes a good point, if we go with option two, with this extra glass doors, which you have a door, and then you have to go through door, and then you have to go through the other door, or remove the door, which is more money, which we haven't talked about, the canopy doesn't come over and shield people who were standing there looking at the wall what the clerk wanted. There's not as much room anymore for that because the canopy is taken up, or the wall is mostly taken up by the double glass door issue. So if you want to put a mailbox and a sign on that wall, you'd be better off with the overhang so people have something to stand and read. And it stays within the budget. And as I talked about this, every time it's come up, I said, fix the air conditioning, fix the roof, replace the soffit fascia that's failing, and move on. And I said, you're going to keep pushing until you get more. And here we are. We're at another added, we keep getting options. I never wanted to see more options other than fixing the problem. That's it. So... And I'm not really into spending more money because I'm not sure this building is going to last. You're going to put in, let's make it last and spend all this money, make it last another 30 years. There's so many other things that need to be done in this building. It doesn't make sense to keep adding more money onto it. You know, you've got asbestos, you've got, you know, non-compliant handicap things. You've got all kinds of things that are changing. High-flow toilets, everything in this building. Why do we continue? Let's just fix the problem, get the use out of the building, start budgeting for a new building, and then do it right at that point. That makes more sense than dumping a bunch of more money into the building. So I would support, which would give rain protection for the mailbox and the glass enclosure, I would support option three, alternative two, that remains in the budget. And that is this one right here, second picture. That's what I would support.
A3 or A2?
Option three, alternative two.
Page 333.
And with the accommodations of the clerk's suggestion for the glass atrium and putting the mailbox out there underneath the canopy. Because you can't fit it there otherwise.
Is it my turn now?
Well, wait a minute. Is that a motion?
Well, I'm just throwing out there what I'm doing. Maybe Alderman Taylor is something that's going to completely change my mind.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right.
I'm always open.
Alderman Taylor.
Okay. All right. Number one.
Wasn't there a motion?
No, there was no motion.
Number one, I think for sure the roof warranty, just, you know, for 30 years for $5,400, I think that's a no-brainer. All right, so now the fun begins. So I find it absolutely amazing that somehow option one came in exactly at the budget. like, you know, on the bottom of page 327, that not a penny more, not a penny less. How everything just pieced together equaled exactly $1,775,000. Not a little bit of wiggle room, not a couple dollars, $100 off. I mean, perfect. That right there, I do not know how that could work out so well. I mean, just like, that is very creative. So, bravo, bravo. There are some of us up here that wanted to do this right, and there are some that wanted to do it the wrong way, and that's why we're here, okay? This is nothing more than a facelift on City Hall and not reconstructive surgery. That's the reality. It's nothing more than a facelift. Some of us wanted to do this and put us in a position where we're not going to look 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road and say, well, I think it's time to do something else, because what you see, whether it's on page 333 or 332, is nothing, still nothing, than like some real low-level elementary school. It's not impressive. It doesn't say wow. It's nothing like the library. It's nothing like the police station. We're not investing $100 million up the road, I can tell you that right now. But it's nothing like $180 million worth of development up the street at Crystal Ridge. I'm continuing not to support this. At least the alderwoman is saying, you know, what we're doing here is very temporary. Very temporary. And so if it's very temporary, then we shouldn't be spending this kind of money. We should be doing the bare minimum. Because frankly, I think our residents are going to look at either of these options, these nice color pictures, and say, what'd that cost me? They're not going to be impressed. They're not going to notice a difference. And we're going to spend, you know, what, $300,000 more for something enclosed? Seriously? You guys do what you want. You know, some of you up here can continue to go down this path. So live with it. Earn it. Vote for it. You know, I'm not going to go down that path.
I'll make the motion.
That is?
I do need a little bit of clarification from Mr. Rhode on this other part of YMC. But motion to award the bid for the City Hall Roof HVAC fascia wood replacement project to Seltzer Construction as per option alternative to option A3. And then I need some assistance on this landscaping issue. What are our options to include that or not include it again?
For it can be included for $20,500, I believe. In this case, if you're moving with that lower, mm-hmm. with that amount, I think you can include it. And because built into that project, as it's listed here, is $139,000 of contingency. Mm-hmm. So if you get this all built as it is, you will be $139,000 under budget. So I would think you can either use some more of the contingency from the capital improvement fund. Instead of $8,050, you can use $28,550, or you can just reduce the contingency of the project.
I just want to fix the roof and the air conditioning and the wood problem. And if that involves, because you have to put a little canopy up, and we're going to add that little kiosk and the mailbox is out there, that's what I want to vote for. So whatever it takes to do that, there shouldn't be any additional funds involved in it, right?
Right, but I apologize if I'm not being clear. Okay. If you want no additional funds to be used at all, just award the base bid, which is the $1,002,815, alternate number 2, the open air canopy, for the $115,000, and then the 3 canopies over the additional doors and the upgrade to the roof warranty and the landscaping. And then you can fit that all in under the one $1,775,000 and still have built in $108,000 worth of contingency. So if you do all of that and there aren't a bunch of change orders, which we don't expect, you will still be $100,000 under your budget.
Okay. On your chart, it'll be alternative two open air canopy main entrance plus kiosk and mailbox area. It will be canopies over the doors and an upgrade on the roof warranty.
What does it look like? Is it similar to page 333 or 332? That's what I'm trying to...
333.
Yeah, it's... 333.
That leaves the room for the kiosk and the mailbox and still be standing out of the rain.
And I would recommend the landscaping and just taking that...
Landscaping.
Tell me you're taking out of what I was thinking is contingency, but just to fit all of that within the 1775.
So alternative 7 or 8...
Seven and eight. Those two add together.
Okay.
Umbrella
bar.
We have alternative one,
O-A-R-D.
Alternative two, alternative five, alternative seven, and alternative eight. The last two are the landscaping. And I did add the kiosk and mailbox area to alternative two for the open canopy area main entrance.
And the roof, we don't really even need it because they're not going to be here for 30 more years.
Yeah, I don't need the extended warranty.
Yeah. Well, or do you do it, Mark?
For that price, yeah. You clearly do it because things don't always last their full. So to reduce maintenance issues for whatever period we do have it, I would definitely spend the $5,400.
That's
sarcasm
my motion.
Go off now. That was a sarcastic comment. Go ahead. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
That was my motion.
Does anybody know what that was?
Mm-hmm. I read it off like a couple times.
Right.
Do we need to read it off again?
Somebody second it. You're second to that motion. Is there a second to that motion? Seeing no second, motion fails due to lack of second. Is there another motion?
I move as stated in here by Mark. The original motion, which I believe includes the enclosed option.
That's true. The way my
I so move.
Recommended motion.
So your motion is per the council action sheet?
Yes.
Is there a second to that motion?
Clarification, that's an extra $300,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Woo! Is there a second to that motion?
It's still the 1775. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's the difference between 300,000 and the 115. So it's not an additional 300. There's you're taking out the 115 and adding in the 300.
I'll second that.